And certainly in a city like this in Atlanta, where the weather is, you know, pretty good year round, other than, you know, maybe a couple of dribs and drabs where, you know, you get some cold weather and you get some frost and you can't go out there on certainly not on the tennis court. Indoors you could, and golf as well, where, you know, you're unable to play. But as you said, I mean, they're so popular nationwide and worldwide. I mean, I think in some places you look at tennis, you know, we don't think it's that popular here in the United States as far as the professionals are concerned, other than the big four tournaments, you know, the majors. But I think worldwide, kind of like track and field, there's more interest in it than necessarily here in the United States.
Yeah, tennis players in certain countries in Europe and South America and Japan are rock stars. And, I mean, they can't even go outside without getting mobbed. And here, your top American tennis player, John Isner, can pretty much walk down the street and no one's going to bother him, other than see a 6'9 guy who actually looks more like a basketball player than he does a tennis player. But it's different in other countries. Tennis is so big in certain parts of the world that you know, these players are household names, and they're recognized anytime they leave their hotel room or their house.
Yeah, certainly the name John Isner does resonate here in the state of Georgia because he was a Bulldog. But if you go pretty much anywhere else in this country, they wouldn't even know the name John Isner. Or some tennis fans certainly would. The guy that played the longest match ever at Wimbledon, that's how you would know the name John Isner.
You're up on your tennis, Mitch. I got to give you credit.
It's part of my job. I'm supposed to be, know this stuff. And listen, by the way, when it comes to the big four tournaments, I'm going to definitely bring you on board. I want Rick to talk about it because, as he said, he does cover tennis and golf on a regular basis. So he can certainly give us some great insights because I'm a big tennis fan, always have. I don't play enough. I think if I played more, my game will be better. My backhand certainly could improve, could use some improvement, but the rest of my game, not that bad, especially for a guy who's in the advancing stages of life as I am at this point. At any rate, our first inaugural edition of Wireless Wednesday here on the Mitch Evans Experience with Rick Limpert. Let's dive into it, Rick. Let's talk about a couple of the apps that you're featuring here on this show. And the first one, it's the NBA Game Time from Sprint, which I did download onto my smartphone, and I'm pulling it up right now. But tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, this is a brand new app. It came out last week, debuted. And if you're an NBA fan, it's a great app. But if you're a Sprint customer and an NBA fan, it's really an unbelievable app because they give you free, unlimited live coverage of every NBA game on this app. And Sprint's customers get that. They also get the ESPN channel when they have the games on, free access to NBA Game Time. All the live radio broadcasts. So if you like listening to your hometown announcer do the game, so if you're a Los Angeles Laker fan, you can listen right on the app to the Lakers radio feed. It'll give you game alerts, highlights, its stats, standings. It is pretty much your one stop for anything NBA, this app. It's great for anyone, but if you're a Sprint customer, it's even a better app.
Yeah, I know. Amazing when you're able to get games. Let me ask you that. On that thought, can you do it 3G, or does it have to be, you know, where you're wireless?
No, you can do it 4G. If you're if Sprint and AT&T now, and some parts of Atlanta for Verizon are 4G LTE, and if you're have a phone that is capable of getting 4G LTE, any of the number of new phones that have come out usually should be 4G in the last 3 to 4 months. It's really lightning fast, and because fewer people are on 4G right now, you really can get access quickly, and these phones are humming now on 4G LTE.
It's interesting because I pulled it up, and now it's asking me on NBA Game Time, choose your favorite NBA team. Or later. And I'm divided on this because I've been a Knicks fan my whole life, and now I've chosen the Brooklyn Nets as my new team until the Knicks get rid of James Dolan as owner. So I'm undecided what to do here. I'll have to choose later. And
I can't help you with that, Mitch.
Yeah, I know.
In Atlanta, that for the Hawks fans, it gives good Hawks coverage.
You know what?
Well,
that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to choose the Atlanta Hawks. So I just chose the Hawks as my favorite team. Now I'm done. And then it pulls up all this different stuff where you got stats, roster information. You can actually vote for the NBA All-Star team right here on this phone with this app. That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
Looks like